6:31, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek Fire in Glenwood Canyon has burned more than 27,000 acres. Officials say crucial watershed infrastructure in Glenwood Springs and on Interstate 70 may have been damaged by the fire. Lisa Steffler with the White River National Forest says normally they assess damages after the fires are contained.
In this case, we've brought in a team immediately, right now, still in the early stages of the fire, to evaluate the impacts to I-70 and Glenwood Springs water system in Grizzly and No Name Creek.
The interstate has been closed for more than a week because of the fire. There's no estimate for its reopening. Fire officials say trees killed by the mountain pine beetle have fueled the Williams Fork Fire in Grand County. Information Officer Shelley Olson says those trees pose a danger to firefighters.
So this is a fuel type that is very dangerous to work in. We have, you know, dead trees that can fall on folks, on firefighters, called snags. So that is a hazard, and that really dictates how we fight this fire.
The Williams Fork Fire has burned more than 6,000 acres of national forest land west of Fraser. State officials estimate that Colorado has spent more than $10 million on fire suppression so far this year. The state spent about four times that amount in 2018, one of the worst years for wildfires on record. Colorado now has a statewide ban on open fires to try to prevent any new fires from igniting. It prohibits campfires and fireworks for the next 30 days. Pueblo has stalled over what to do with a statue of Christopher Columbus after a week of mediated discussions. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
On Saturday, the two groups involved representing indigenous people and Italian Americans notified Mayor Nick Gradisar that they couldn't reach an agreement. In a statement, Gradisar says he's disappointed, but added the effort was worth it because it gave people the chance to express both the, quote, pain and pride of Pueblo's past. The statement says the mayor's office and city will continue to look for a solution. I'm Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Pueblo will have highs today near 100 degrees as hot weather continues across the state. Mid-90s in Denver, close to 90 in Colorado Springs this afternoon. Near 100 in Grand Junction with smoky air, especially in western Colorado, and haze along the Front Range. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.